But eventually, with the entry of Sicily and Persia into the war, most of the Eastern Mediterranean as well. Not only is the book our main source of information on the war, it is a very good quality source, well researched and carefully assembled, often presenting lengthy opposing arguments to provide readers with an in-depth understanding of the thoughts and justifications of the various participants in the conflict, and a thoughtful and unbiased analysis of events. Since its rediscovery in the period of European history known as the Renaissance, a time marking the end of the medieval period, when artists, writers, architects, and musicians turned towards the arts and literature of ancient Roman Greece to reinvigorate European culture, the book has had a constant place among the leading works of Western intellectual life. It has had a significant impact on a number of leading Western thinkers, among them the English philosopher Thomas Hobbes, the Scottish philosopher David Hume, and the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. More recently, Thucydides' work has become a key text for several academic disciplines, notably classical history, that is, the history of ancient Greece and Rome, military history, political science, and international relations, the study of the interactions of nation-states. It is in this last academic branch that Thucydides has had a particularly strong influence. For most of the 20th century, what is known as realism has been a highly influential school of thought in the field of international relations. According to this approach, relations among countries are anarchic, amoral, and self-interested. It suggests that countries should shape their policies to promote stability and their own security, rather than be guided by considerations of morality. But while this approach had a large following during the Cold War, a long period of diplomatic hostility between the Soviet Union and its allies, and the United States and its allies that began in the 1940s, it has lost much of its appeal since the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989. Significantly, however, the scholars who have pushed aside international relations realism have not abandoned Thucydides in the process. Rather, they have argued that viewing the book as supporting realism is the result of a shallow and selective reading of the work. These anti-realism scholars argue that a more accurate reading of Thucydides shows him to reject realism and support their approach. Thucydides' work remains an important text, especially in the two disciplines of classics, the study of ancient Greek and Latin literature and philosophy, and political science. In a development welcomed by many scholars, the book, which is hard to pigeonhole into one single academic branch, is promoting the development of interdisciplinary studies, that is, studies that draw on the methods and aims of different academic fields. In this way, political scientists, historians, and literary scholars are beginning to enter into conversation with one another. Many of the issues Thucydides explored with so much insight more than 2,000 years ago seem fresh even today. The reasons countries go to war, the ways democracies can fail to promote the common good both at home and abroad where they control an empire, and the relationship between morality, security, and good leadership in a democracy. Why does history of the Peloponnesian War matter? Thucydides' work was innovative in that he let his history be guided by a careful and thorough analysis of all the facts and evidence he could gather. In this way, he avoided non-scientific factors in his account, such as rumors, prejudice, and the supernatural, generally by giving the gods responsibility for events. Although Thucydides lived in a very different time and place, his clear-eyed, evidence-based approach is an inspiration for scholars and students in a variety of disciplines, no less today than it was centuries ago. The momentous events Thucydides recounts took place almost 2,500 years ago, but many of his concerns will be familiar to scholars and students today. He lived at a time of cultural and intellectual upheaval, pitting traditionalists who maintained faith in their traditional gods, against the more modern-thinking rationalists. In that turmoil, Thucydides strove to fashion his own approach.